Hello, everybody, and welcome to this presentation of St. Lucie Mets Baseball on the Bally Live app, the new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on the Bally Live app, download for free today. There's a live look at Clover Park in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida, site of tonight's Florida State League ball game between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Dunedin Blue Jays, who are the single-A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. Tonight, we have game three of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:10. Should be an on-time start. There is little to no chance of rain. We should be good to go for nine uninterrupted innings. And for the Mets, they are looking to get this series on track. They have lost both games in this series. They've lost three straight overall. Meanwhile, Dunedin has won three straight overall. Welcome to the broadcast booth, everybody. Adam McDonald, happy to be joined alongside by yesterday's birthday boy, John DiStefano. Belated happy birthday, John.
Thank you very much.
John, the Mets have not got off to the start they want to in the second half. They won the first game, but they've lost the most recent three, and they've played good enough at times to win, but they haven't put it together for all nine innings the past three games.
Yeah, what's really been missing is just a complete baseball game. They've won the first five innings, they've won the last four innings, but they haven't been able to put all nine together. And right now, this is a team that's really looking for some leadership. You know, they have some injuries, they've had some recent departures up to the higher levels, and right now this is a lineup that could look for, that needs a veteran presence to step up, take charge. You know, it's easy enough to trust the process when things are going well, but right now things are not going well for this lineup, so someone needs to step up and say, hey, I'm going to be the guy today, put it on me, I'm going to put the team on my back.
We know this team is certainly capable. They had a long stretch for over a month where they played really among the best baseball in the Florida State League, but unfortunately, as the second half has started, they've kind of regressed a little bit to the means, and hopefully they can kickstart this series with the win tonight. We're going to take a quick break here on Bally Live, and when we come back to the ballpark, we will bring you a look around the Florida State League and the Mets organization, plus the pitching matchup that should lead us close to first pitch on this Friday night in Port St. Lucie. You're watching the Mets pregame show on Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
It's a beautiful night at Clover Park. Fans, a reminder to hop in the chat on the Bally Live Crowd Zone. It's free to download, free to participate in the chat. You get some Bally Bucks, get to banter back and forth with myself and John. Had great participation in the Crowd Zone last night. Hopefully we will have the same again this evening. Let's take a look around the Florida State League right now in the standings. You're about to see the overall standings in the East, which are actually getting fairly tight among the top three. But in the second half, Daytona is 5-0. Remember, Daytona started the first half 5-0, then proceeded to lose 18-22. So Daytona's second half lead right now is 2.5 games over Jupiter, which is 2-2, 3.5 over the Mets, who are 1-3, and 4 games over Palm Beach. Cardinals are 1-4, but safely in the playoffs after winning the first half. In the West Division, Clearwater won the first half. They still have the best record overall. They're also 4-1 and alone in first in the second half. Bradenton, Dunedin, Fort Myers, all one back at 3-2. Tampa 2-3, two back, and Lakeland 0-5, four back. The Mets face Lakeland next week. See, Lakeland only half a game better than the Mets overall. The Mets overall are 25-44. Other games around the Florida State League tonight and in the Mets organization. Jupiter at Palm Beach at 6:30. That series is tied, a game apiece. Tampa is hosting Daytona. Daytona leads that series 2-0. First pitch at Steinbrenner Field is 6:30. Clearwater at Bradenton at 6:30. Clearwater leads that series 2-0. Lakeland at Fort Myers at 7 o'clock. It's 2-0 Fort Myers in that series. In the Mets organization, Jersey Shore is at Brooklyn. Brooklyn, the only full-season team that won in the Mets organization yesterday. Hartford is at Binghamton in double-A action. Scranton Wilkes-Barre visits Syracuse in triple-A ball. And the New York Mets at the halfway point, a very disappointing season. Their second half of the season starts tonight, hosting the San Francisco Giants and old St. Lucie friend Michael Conforto. Let's meet today's starting pitchers. For the Mets, it's right-hander Jordani Ventura making his team-high 12th relief appearance, or 12th start. It's his 14th game. Ventura is 4-2 at the 4.60 ERA. He has struck out 54 in 47 innings. Ventura only gave up one hit in his last outing last Friday. Coincidentally, Mets, that was their last win over the Jupiter Hammerheads. Five innings, a hit, a run, three walks, and three strikeouts. Ventura will be opposed by Patrick Gallagher. Gallagher, a 23-year-old from Leominster, Massachusetts. It's his seventh game in his fifth start. He is 1-3 with the 4.67 ERA. Gallagher, on a long rest, hasn't pitched since last Thursday. He was really good at home against Clearwater, giving up just three hits and one run in six innings against the top offense in the Florida State League. Gallagher versus Ventura. Mets are taking the field, led out by their starter Jordani Ventura. Means the national anthem is upon us. For that, we send it to public address announcer Paulie Briggs.
Ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please rise for the singing of our national anthem. Today's national anthem will be performed by Marie DeVito. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud?
That it's go time for the Mets and the Blue Jays. Game three of a six-game series. Dunedin leads the series two games to none. Mets looking to get on the board in the series on this warm and breezy Friday. There is the Mets starting pitcher, Jordani Ventura, coming off a really good start a week ago. He went five innings, giving up just one hit and one run. He walked three, and he struck out three. Jordani Ventura experience features using a lot of the pitch clock, working slowly, throwing a lot of balls, falling behind a lot of batters, but still getting outs, and somehow at the end of the night winds up in a spot to give the Mets the win. Let's meet the starting defense behind Ventura. Catching him tonight will be Fernando Villalobos. Three different games, three different catchers for the Mets. The infielders, Yoel Martinez at first, Luis Castillo at second, DeVincenzo at short, Mara at the hot corner. Campos in left, Jet Williams gets another turn in center, and Karel Paz is the right fielder. As for the Dunedin Blue Jays lineup, it's a change for Donnie Murphy. He swapped some guys around. Angel Del Rosario had a big two-run single late yesterday to open up a three-run lead. He'll move up to the leadoff spot. Roque Salinas second. Toman continues to bat third. McCarty had a triple on Wednesday, off yesterday. Wehler, same deal, off a day of rest. Masson had the game-breaking home run on Wednesday, quiet game yesterday. Ramirez, Deschamps, and Arnaez round out the Blue Jays order. Beautiful night for baseball, and it's time to get it going. Home plate umpire Alex Lawry signals for the first pitch. Here it comes from Ventura. It's a fastball low, and we are underway. First pitch at 6:12. It's 87 degrees and partly cloudy and breezy, blowing in from right field. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Ventura's second pitch is a fastball across the top of the zone. Understanding we're having some technical difficulties, please bear with us with those. Working through video and audio issues. Should be solved shortly. A bunt, and it's played down beautifully. Picked up barehanded, throw to first by Lara. What a great play by Wilfredo Lara. Almost a perfect bunt, but an even better defensive play by Wilfredo at the hot corner. Blue Jays testing him early, and he passes with flying colors.
Yeah, this is a terrific job all around. Give credit to Ventura for seeing him and communicating and able to pull himself off the play, allowing Lara to continue that hard charge and make a nice barehanded grab and throw.
Okay, Salinas next, and he will take a fastball inside. We do have the ABS system calling every pitch tonight. Not a challenge night. That starts tomorrow. So the computer calling the strike and the balls. But not the check swings, which that apparently was a swinging strike on Roque Salinas. It's 1-1. And now 1-2. Breaking ball, grounded right to first base, knocked out by Martinez. He'll pitch it off to Ventura. Good job by Martinez. Wasn't clean, didn't have to be. Knock it down and hand it off.
Yeah, Martinez playing the line, was in great position to make the stop. Staying with it, easy flip to first for the out.
A couple of testers for the Mets defense on the corners early. Now Tucker Toman, highest ranked prospect and highest drafted player on this Dunedin team, takes a changeup for a strike. Toman, just one hit in this series. Interesting note for the Blue Jays hitters this week. In two games, everybody who's played has a hit. Here's a fly deep into right. Paz running back, hauls it in. Helped out by the wind knocking that ball down. And it is a breezy start for Jordani Ventura. He got some good defense behind him in that inning. Mets will swing the sticks for the first time tonight when we come back on Valley Live.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Now, let's get back to the action.
That's Pat Gallagher, the right-handed starter for Dunedin, 23 years old from Massachusetts. He was Toronto's 11th-round pick last year out of UConn. His seventh game and his fifth start for the Blue Jays. He's 1-3. As I mentioned in the pregame show, his last outing came last Thursday, so he's on long rest. Six innings, three hits, and just one run allowed against a good Clearwater team. As for the Mets lineup, it's going to be Jet Williams back to his typical leadoff spot. Kevin Villavicencio will hit second. Lahr, who hits his ninth home run of the season, bats third. Good to have Perozzo back in there. He was day-to-day after leaving Wednesday's game after an awkward slide. Paz, Campos, Martinez, Villalobos, and Castillo. The rest of the Mets starting nine in the lineup. First pitch to Jet. It's a ball up and in at 87. A quiet series for Jet Williams. Had some really hard hit balls yesterday. Did not get a hit. This one, though, is deep to left field. He got it. Bye-bye baseball. Jet Williams leads off the first inning with a home run.
Machine keeps rolling for Jet Williams, the on-base master this year, now with his third bomb of the season, and that was a no-doubter over the left field wall. This opens the scoring here in St. Lucie.
Now, yesterday he hit a home run foul. Not happy that it was called foul. A lot of folks thought it was fair. He left no doubt. Fastball thigh high. He did not miss. So an early lead for the Mets brings up Kevin Villavicencio. He takes a strike. And he lines one into left field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Villavicencio wide turn. He's going to try. Here comes the throw. He is out. A hit and a caught trying to stretch a double. That was a good job by the left fielder Del Rosario. Gets it to Toman. Clearly out.
Yeah, just a poor choice there by Villavicencio. I was watching the whole way. He was thinking second right out of the box. No hesitation. He's a very aggressive base runner, but sometimes that aggression will come back to bite you.
Pitch is a strike. He was watching that ball all the way, and I'm surprised that he decided to take the turn. He had a pretty good view staring it down.
We've seen him so successful on numerous occasions this season when he's tried to stretch a single into a double. Has not been thrown out like that in that fashion. So he'll be maybe a bit wiser next time to make sure that ball is either trouble for the left fielder or hit a little bit deeper into the recesses of the corner.
Alfredo Lahr homered yesterday. It's on the 1-2. He will ground it up the middle, and that's going to get through for a base hit. The Mets have three consecutive hits to start this game. And if not for Villavicencio trying to go to second, Pat Gallagher would be in big trouble.
It's a nice job by Lahr, who's shown much improved discipline at the plate. This time he took a fastball right over the heart and slapped it right back up the middle for a single.
Vincent Perozzo, the Mets dodging a bullet with him. No injury to keep him out or put him on the IL after that slide middle of Wednesday's game. She had to be taken out. back in there hitting cleanup, and he will foul one straight back. The Jet Williams home run came on a fastball at 88. Hit it 105 off the bat. Launch angle 24 degrees, went 394 feet. Would have been a home run in 29 ballparks. John, you care to guess which Major League ballpark that would not have been a home run in?
I don't. That one, that's a tough one. 394 to left.
This was...
Is that Coors Field, maybe?
No, that's a good guess. This one, mildly controversial and somewhat new. Camden Yards. Move that wall back. Rozo swings and misses at a pitch in the dirt. My initial thought was, at 24-degree launch angle, he hit it high enough to get it over the monster. The answer is yes, apparently. 1-2, a swing and a miss on a changeup. And Perozzo goes down. That's the second out.
It's a nice-looking pitch there by Gallagher. Trying to fight back in the inning after surrendering the leadoff home run. I think he'd be happy considering the situation if he's able to sit the Mets down with just one run plated.
Yeah, and that fastball initially, especially the one to Jet Williams, I mean, 88 with relatively flat. And it's going to be tough to go through this lineup with that offering. He's going to have to mix in that good off speed, just like this one. He gets Carel Paz for strike one. Paz would have had a home run yesterday. The wind knocked it down on the warning track in right field. It's not as breezy as it was yesterday, but still, right field will be tough for left-handed pull hitters. They want to get one out of town. Ball fouled away, yes. Fans, a reminder to chat with us on Bally Live, the crowd zone. Join the conversation. Got any early bites here on the crowd zone? Oh, Denny's CEO has chimed in. St. Lucie Mets are her favorite baseball team. Okay.
Didn't realize we had that kind of reach on Valley Live.
That's great. Ball is hooked down the line. Foul. Not only is Denny's CEO chatting with us, but they've changed their profile photo to the Denny's logo. Well, that makes me think it's absolutely legitimate. We need to work. I'm going to get with the sponsorship team, Brett and Lauren. We're going to make this happen. We need a title sponsor for our broadcast. And we're giving a lot of free publicity to Denny's last couple of nights. 1-2 pitch, called third strike. And you can see the reach back in by Deschamps. Might confuse you, think it's a ball, but the robo-ump is not fooled. Now the catcher catches it. So Paz caught looking. Here it is. Look, you would think with the way he reaches, no, but... the computer doesn't care. It's a strike, it's a strike. Good start for the Mets, though. They get the home run by Jit Williams, a couple of more hits. They have a 1-0 lead after one.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Ready to start the second inning. Jordani Ventura.
Best tailgate.
A 1-2-3 first. The best tailgate can wait. Ryan McCarty will take a curveball low. Ventura only a 9-pitch inning in the first. That's unlike him. He usually falls behind, goes deep into counts. Usually traffic on the bases. Most of the time gets through it. Last week, the 3 walks and the single. There's a fly stung in the center. Jet has a beat on it. Makes the catch. Cardi retired. 4 up, 4 down. Good fastball, well located.
Jet looking more and more comfortable out there in center field as he continues to gather reps. If you're aware of anything in the state of the organization at the top level, the big team could certainly use some young outfielders coming up. It's not something they've been able to bring up along through the organization in the recent years.
And they've had a couple in recent years. The ones that come to mind, Jared Kelenic and Pico Armstrong, both traded. But you're right, John, as far as high-ranking, high-drafted outfield prospects, Jet might be the one. Here's a ground ball and a bunt by Ventura. Whoa, Jordani, what a great throw. Falling backwards, winds up in foul territory, but good enough to get Wehler.
It's just a terrific throw off balance. Trying to use that fall off against Ventura, but he's able to leave the mound and just make a terrific off-balance throw. You know, already off to a hot start pitching, but flashing the leather there.
Well, that's an athletic move. Athlete, Jordani Ventura. How many times, John, do you see that ball flung down the right field line?
Too many to count, more than I'd like to mention.
All right, looking at 60, 70% of the time. But that's 2 bunts. I think the Blue Jays they're really wanting to test Alfredo Lahr at third. I mean, he's a natural outfielder. He's played some second and has looked spotty there. He's playing third base because of the injury to Jacob Reimer. He's looked pretty good at third, but he hasn't had a lot of testing there. And so that bunt to start the game, which he made a play on, that did not deter the Blue Jays trying to push another one down there.
Therein lies the trouble of being as talented as Wilfredo Lara is. He's spent time at numerous positions in the infield and the outfield this year, so capable of playing just about anywhere. Right now, trying him at third. Like you said, he's been pretty up to the task.
Well, Ventura trying for a second 1-2-3 inning is 2-2 on J.C. Massone. And he struck him out. Jordani Ventura caps the second inning with the strikeout. 6 up, 6 down for him. Mets lead 1-0 in the middle of the second inning.
Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, stubs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
7-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35.
Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pat Gallagher threw 17 pitches in the first inning. Not too bad, especially considering first three batters got a hit. Jordani Ventura has thrown 18 pitches through two. That is really a surprise and a happy surprise. Usually Jordani's good for 18 pitches in one inning. Nope, nine in each. So we move right along with Dairon Campos up. Had a RBI double yesterday in his first game back. He bunts one back to the pitcher. Gallagher, yeah, he got it on the fly. That's the third bunt attempt in the game. First by the Mets. Too easy.
Just not a great bunt attempt here. Give Gallagher credit for the quick reaction and a nice scoop, but that's one you got to put on the ground.
It's a breaking ball. Gallagher's been heavy on the off-speed since he got tattooed by Williams and Villavicencio. There's Yero Martinez, and he hits a high bouncer out to second. Ramirez close, but makes the play. Two pitches, two outs. You know what this means? Fernando Villalobos is going to have to stand there and take one right down the middle. I think Martinez busted it out of the box. He almost beat that out. High bouncer thought he had a chance. Villalobos basically forced to take a strike. Can't risk a three-pitch inning. I don't know if I've seen that in my time in St. Lucie. A three-pitch inning. I'm sure it's happened somewhere. Line drive, speared out at short by Toman. Not well struck by Villalobos, but right to the shortstop, who's playing near that pie slice. Another look, Toman. Bottom of your screen, right there, with the bunny hop. Two quick innings in the books at Clover Park. 1-0 Mets on Bally Live.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucimets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We've already started the third inning. Bizel Ramirez will lead off for Dunedin. But this game, two innings, take 20 minutes and 40 pitches. First two games have not been fast moving. Swing and a miss on a changeup, strike one. Certainly the pitcher's in rhythm. Ramirez, this is his first game of the series. And he rips this ball to right field. That's going to be fair and rolling to the wall. Paz out to dig it out. Abizel Ramirez thinking about a triple. Will go. Here comes the throw. And that is going to be late. It's a sliding triple. And Dunedin has the tying run 90 feet away with nobody out in the third.
It's a big whack by Ramirez, and he almost committed an unforgivable error by hesitating at second and then continuing to go to third. But the choice was right. He slides in just in time for a three-bagger. And with nobody out and nobody out and a man on third, Ventura finds himself in a spot.
Mets will play the corner infielders in, almost like they might expect another surprise bunt. Deschamps, the batter, takes a curveball for a strike. Yeah, that was an interesting pathway for Ramirez to go. He took the long turnaround second. It looked like he might head back, and he just jump-started again. Gave you a thought that maybe the Mets could get him, but pretty easy triple, beating the relay from Castillo. Ground ball out to second. This will score the run, but the Mets will get the first out. Deschamps, an RBI ground out, and it's 1-1.
It's a nice job by the left-hander. Play one to the right side of the infield, allowing the run to score. And a little small ball for the Blue Jays ties this one up.
Deschamps swung and missed at a curveball. Made the correction. Got contact on the second curveball. So one out, bases empty. And Gene Arnaez is at the plate. His first game in this series as well. And if you missed the note earlier, every Blue Jay who appeared in the first two games recorded at least one hit over the first 2 days. So that means these next guys up, like Ramirez, now Arnaez, trying to get on the board with a hit as well. Ramirez did. Breaking ball inside. Balls, two strikes. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Arnaez strikes out. Throw to first completes the out. Two down. And even though there's been a triple and a run in the inning, a chance for a breezy, quick inning again for Ventura. He's really got a chance to get out of this inning under 30 pitches. He goes back to the top end. Angel Del Rosario tried to bunt his way on. Start the game. He takes a strike. Del Rosario, yesterday he showed bunt in all but one of his at-bats. So Lara coming in at third but now backing up. Still on his toes. Pitch comes, whoa, high and in. 92. Velocity check on Ventura. He's been throwing 93 today fairly consistently. That's good news. I know the Mets want to see him pitch with more velocity. Guy who hit 97 last year before the injury, really for the first 3 months of this season, has been 90-91. I think that extra oomph earlier in this game has certainly helped him. 2-1 slider. That is a strike. But he'll still mix in all of his pitches quicker and more frequently than basically any other pitcher we've seen in the league this year. 2-2. Fastball. A chopper to third. Another tough play by Lara. Bare hands again. Throws again. Not in time. That was a great effort by Lara. Perfect bare hand. Perfect throw. But just not going to beat Del Rosario that deep.
Yeah, this one a really slow roller. Lara playing deep at third, just unable to make the throw in time.
You really can't ask for a better play from Lara. Think about some of the other batters in the lineup. Other than the leadoff hitter, maybe he has a chance on a play like that. Roque Salinas will bat. He takes a pitch for a strike on the inside corner. Keep an eye on Del Rosario at first. Blue Jays were aggressive yesterday with five steals. He's running. Pitches all the way to the backstop. Del Rosario up to second base. It's a stolen base, not a wild pitch, since he was off on the pitch. Villalobos did not have a chance.
Just like yesterday, you see the kind of havoc that speed on the base paths can cause. And now with men on second, Dunedin threatening with two outs.
Pitch stays high, two balls and a strike.
It's important for Ventura in this outing to get through this batter unscathed.
There were two outs, bases empty. Now a runner in scoring position. Ground ball right out to Villavicencio. Nice redirect. Those to first. That ball had some spin on it, but Salinas is retired. Go ahead, run stranded on second. Blue Jays tie it on the leadoff triple and ground out. It's 1-1.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We appreciate the folks who have come out in person to cheer on the Mets tonight. It's a family night. You got the family pack for the $50 with the four tickets, hot dogs, sodas, popcorn. Also, the kids are going to run the bases after tonight's game. Fly ball crushed by Castillo to deep right field. Masson gives it a look. Bye-bye baseball. Luis Castillo with his first home run in his return to St. Lucie. Gives the Mets a 2-1 lead. So bookend home runs by the Mets, first time through the lineup. Jett led off with one. And Luis Castillo, the nine man, gets one as well. Beats the breeze from in right field. Beautiful swing. Like a pitching wedge right to the berm. Williams, a ground ball, backhanded at third by Wehler. Long throw coming. Arnaez held the bag. some pause there, thinking that maybe he came off. I think he had the foot on. Not the best angle for Davian Fry to make the call, but appears he was right. One down and Villavicencio back up. So the Mets have hit two home runs tonight. Most home runs they've hit in a game this season, four. And a long way to go on this one as Villavicencio taps it foul. But Luis Castillo, he's a player who's kind of been on the tram back and forth from the complex side. Broke camp with St. Lucie, only lasted a couple of weeks, went down, came back, then went down again. Now is back up again. He had an RBI hit in his first start yesterday. He's got a home run in his second start today. He's one of the pieces that is going to fill in for the departed Tillian to Brooklyn and Jacob Reimer, who's on the IL. So good to get a contribution from him in both games. Bouncer foul. Stays 1-2. Statcast on the Castillo homer. Hit it 106 off the bat. 27-degree launch. 427 feet. That was way out there. Would have been a home run in every major league ballpark. Villavicencio strikes out. This is a good bounce back for Gallagher, getting the next two batters after the home run. And once again, the home run came on a fastball at 88. Oh, there he is, the mayor of Clover Park, Kenny. He went and retrieved it. You knew he would. There he is. Kenny the mayor. Making the slow walk back. He's going to be so mad. Keep that shot right there after this pitch. Make sure I take a picture. Send it to him. Oh, yeah.
It's great to see Kenny again. He's been absent from the broadcast
lately.
Is it
great to see Kenny again? I tease. Where's he going? Did he just dump that ball over the... No, okay. He still got it, right? Or does he? There's a swing and a miss. Oh, the mystery continues. What was Kenny doing out there? Lara strikes out, but Castillo gives the Mets the lead back with a leadoff home run. It's 2-1 St. Lucie.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano. Well, there's Kenny. We don't see the ball. We don't see the ball. Did he take that ball from that berm and then throw it over the edge? Well, video evidence suggests that that's what happened.
And that's what it looks like.
Oh, my. He might have some
initial indications are we might have to send a search party out for that baseball.
Now, back behind the berm, that's the entryway and the pathway to the backfields that the fans take. And there's a lot of youth tournaments amateur tournaments, the perfect game stuff that takes place on those backfields during the week. So you do have a lot of folks walking back and forth over the course of the year back there, and they might just stumble into a ball if the Gators don't get it first. Now Ventura's fallen behind 3-0. It's the first three-ball count. Yes, face. There's the backfields. They get a lot of use, not just in spring training, but throughout the year. Beautiful setup here. St. Lucie County Sports Complex. And, John, we were talking before the broadcast. That's where the fantasy camp takes place out there on those fields. What a time to be alive for that.
You said it, the very aptly named fantasy camp. It certainly is every little kid's fantasy.
You know what? I've talked to Doug Dickey, and Doug Dickey runs fantasy camp. He's a legend. I've talked to him and said, you know what? If you have it in the budget, we'll do the game on Verge. We'll call the championship game in November for fantasy camp, you know, if you budget it. We'll come up here in the booth, and we'll do a whole broadcast. We'll try to get it on Bally Live. Here's a fly to left that's going to get down for a base hit in front of Campos. A single for Toman. So Ventura does not submit to the walk. Makes Toman beat him with a hit, and he does. Timer on a board as we start the fourth inning. Jam shot.
It's a nice way to muscle one into the opposite field for a base hit. Now Ventura, with traffic on the base pass once again, we've seen him get himself into some trouble as he's gone deeper into games, Adam. He's going to have to fight off a leadoff single and try and get through another inning and keep this a one-run ball game.
Fastball misses low. Now, nothing really seems to bother Ventura, even when he's walking guys, hitting guys, got runners all over the bases. Usually manages to get out of it. Does not implode. One out. Leadoff single. Shouldn't bother him. A pickoff. Not a great throw. I don't even think Martinez knew he had it. So a break there. Martinez just blindly knocks it down.
Yeah, that was an incredible stop by Martinez. I think you're right, Adam. I don't think he saw the ball at all. And a defensive swipe just kind of kept the ball in front of him. Ventura very lucky there to not have Toman standing on second.
It's just off.
This being a very close ball game, this is not the time to mess around if you're Ventura. You're going to have to go right after some batters. Ryan McCarty, the premier batter in this lineup. Let's see if he challenges him here.
McCarty expecting a pitch to hit, did not get one, but he swings. McCarty, a single and a triple on Wednesday, did not play yesterday. Leads this team with, second on this team with 6 home runs, but active leader. Another pickoff throw. Safe. Do we have a balk called? Yes.
Yeah, Ventura just over anxious. Made the move towards first before he disengaged the rubber. Pretty easy call. Until he wanted that one, too, the pickoff move at first. So trying to help his own cause, but in that spot, ended up hurting himself.
Call was safe. It didn't matter with the balk. So Toman in scoring position. Nobody out. And here's a ground ball. Skirts out to second. Castillo makes the play for the first out. Toman travels down to third. 90 feet away from tying this game. Cardi advances the runner. Now what will the Mets infield do now? Tying run at third base. One out. Looks like they've decided to move in. Batter is Jeffrey Wehler. First pitch. Whoa, nice stop. Prevents the tie for now. Would have been a wild pitch. Good play by Villalobos. Swing and a miss on a changeup. One ball, one strike. Number foul. That'll even the count 2-2. Whaler, fairly new to this Dunedin team, playing in his 10th game, or 11th game rather. So far he's 7 for 26 and has driven in 4. And hits one up the middle for a base hit. That will bring home Toman and tie the game at 2.
Good fundamentals shown here by Dunedin. After moving the runner over on the previous play with the ground out, now a nice job at the plate to put one back up through the middle on a drawn-in infield to tie this game one back up at 2.
That was a nice level swing by Whaler. Fastball, outer half. Didn't try to yank it. Hit it on the ground, just right back up the middle. So he's the go-ahead run on first. There's still just one out, and J.C. Masona's up. Struck out swinging in the second. Ventura throws a fastball inside. Whaler running, throw from the knees by Villalobos. Not going to be in time. That was a great pick and good throw. He had no shot, realistically. And Whaler steals second. Blue Jays active on the bases yesterday with 5 steals. They're 2 for 2 today. Picked a great pitch to go on. Blue Jays also in a couple of double plays yesterday, and that stolen base will take them out of that risk. Down and in, 3-0. This by far Ventura's toughest inning. Falling behind 2 different batters, 3-0. He's given up 2 hits and a run already, also a balk and a stolen base. Pitch too high, a check swing didn't go. That's a walk, the first one issued. Put runners on first and second, and now 3 out of 4 Blue Jays have reached.
Fernando Villalobos out to talk with Ventura. Pretty good timing here. He knows his pitcher finds himself in a tough spot now with runners on first and second, and hasn't been able to make his pitch, getting any swings and misses over the last couple at bats.
This is the Blue Jays' second time through the order, and 4 out of 6 have made it on base second time through, so Ventura has to figure out how to start getting these guys out. As you see, the Jays have been playing fairly well recently. They didn't end the first half on a high note. They're starting the second half 0-2. 1-3 in a row. Meanwhile, the Mets struggled to end the first half and have struggled to start the second. They played a pretty crisp brand of baseball tonight. Swing and a miss by Ramirez. Ramirez tripled into the right field corner in the third inning. Inside, that one off the glove of Villalobos. This will likely be a pass ball. That's going to move runners to third and second. Not crisp baseball. But he'd see the Mets have a couple of pass balls, a couple wild pitches and a pass ball last night, or two nights ago. These are things that have stung the Mets in that first half, first couple of months of the season. This pitch misses in. Oh, no, it did not miss in. It's a strikeout. That pitch catches the inside corner on the ABS system. Maybe it didn't look like it the way it was caught. That's a key strikeout. Two outs in the inning. Runners stay at second and third. Infield can back up now. And Deschamps, who had an RBI ground out in the third, is at the plate. It's a changeup for a strike. Pitches down and in, and Ventura, he's flirting with throwing another one away.
Yeah, after that huge pitch to end the last at bat, Ventura now finds himself with an opportunity to get out of the inning with just one run allowed. He's done great when he's gone to the off-speed and the breaking stuff. When he's used his fastball, that's when he's been hurt today.
That pitch wrapped in, another changeup at 84. He's definitely trying to attack these hitters inside. 1-2, Deschamps steps out but doesn't use his time. Breaking ball, grounded to first. Martinez will run it to the bag himself, win the race, inning over. Donny Ventura, two in scoring position, one out. Does not give up a run. But the Blue Jays do manage to scratch one across. They've tied it at two. We are in the middle of the fourth at Clover Park.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Yes, let us do that. As we are in the home fourth, got a good game going. We've had a run in each of the last three half innings, but it still feels like this is a pretty well-pitched game. Perozzo, Paz, and Campos will hit. Mets have a couple of home runs tonight. Solo shots by Jet Williams and Luis Castillo, the 1-9 hitters. Perozzo struck out his first time up against Gallagher, and Gallagher throws one to the backstop, a check swing, no swing. This game, three of a six-game series. Dunedin leads the series 2-0. Winning 9-5 on Wednesday, 6-4 last night. Game was tied at 5 in the eighth inning on Wednesday. Soane hit a three-run homer. Game tied at 3 in the 7th inning last night. Santiago, a go-ahead sack fly. That's an in-between bounce. A good job to wait on it by Ramirez.
Had some activity in the chat, Adam. Smokies fan 1994 wants to know, what's your favorite memory from the St. Lucie team?
I did see that. First, let me correct myself. That was Toman who made the play. Well, I think it's fairly obvious. A championship last year. Been with the team since 2014. Had not seen the St. Lucie Mets team win a playoff game and get a championship, so.
Yeah, that was a pretty loaded question. I think I had the same answer as you do, so.
Yeah, you got year one for you. Must be nice. But, no, that was a great week. And it all happened in a week. Regular season ends on a Sunday. By the following, I think it was Tuesday, Mets had won the whole thing. So just a whirlwind week of beating the Cardinals, who had really beaten the Mets badly all second half. And then beating the Blue Jays in the championship round. That great win on the road on a Sunday night. Two-run homer with an out in the ninth inning by Carlos Dominguez with the Mets down a run. And then the great Blade Tidwell performance on Tuesday here at Clover Park a couple of days later. As the Mets walked it off at home. Of course, it's our first year doing the streaming, so we got to bring you all the video on MILB TV. So about a perfect setup there that last season. A pop-up in foul territory by Paz. They have the shift on, so Wehler's got to come a long way. He does. Paz is out. And now Gallagher's retired all five batters he's faced since giving up the Castillo home run. And there have been a lot of other good memories over the seasons, non-championship memories. It's random games here and there, random players and people and about the Tim Tebow chaos that happened in 2017. And the 2016 team with Amed Rosario at short, Luis Guillorme at second base. I mean, that was a major league duo right there in high A on a nightly basis. And the David Wright rehabs. You know, in a long season, you have a lot of memories. But thanks for asking. Keep the chat going on Valley Live Crowd Zone. Hard hit ground ball, base hit for Campos. He's got a hit now and both games back.
Number 30, first baseman, Yarrel Martinez.
Yarrel Martinez will come up, 0 for 1 with the ground out. This pitch right in there for a strike one. Foul tip strike two. Martinez goes fishing, chases strike three, and that will bring to a close the fourth inning. For the Mets, no runs, one hit, no errors. They strand Campos on first base. Four innings complete. It's a 2-2 game.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs. Let's go back to the field.
Leading off the Blue Jays, number 25, first baseman Gene Arnaez.
Eagle Eye cameraman Josh tells us that Johnstone's warming up in the Mets' bullpen. But for now, Jordani Ventura will pitch the fifth inning. He'll face Arnaez. We struck out first time up. First pitch. Is a ball high. Well, last week it was Ventura for five and then Saul Garcia for the final four innings in a win over Jupiter 7-2. Ground ball to third. Lara waits on it, steadies himself. Good throw again. He's 3-for-3 on throws. Looks like a natural over at the hot corner.
Just continuing to prove he's capable anywhere you put him. Such a great talent they've brought up through the FCL and now into this St. Lucie lineup. He only played 46 games so far this year, but tied right now in the FSL with 9 home runs. He's tied for fifth.
Pitch comes behind Del Rosario, but it does glance off of him. That's a hit by pitch. Down to first he goes. Has to go ahead and run. Curve ball, curved. Nowhere in the vicinity of the strike zone.
Well, like you said, Adam, this very much in line with the Jordani Ventura experience. He's only had one inning so far without a base runner.
Roque Salinas will swing and miss. Throw by Villalobos is pretty good. The tag got him. Villalobos from the knees. Throws out Del Rosario for the second out of the inning. He got a pitch he could handle.
Yeah, just terrific. On a rope from Villalobos.
That was a wide slide by Del Rosario. Probably didn't get touched by much, but just enough by DeVicencio. So two down, a bunt shown, and it's placed down the third base liner to go foul. And, hey, great job by Lara. That ball had a chance to hit the base. Maybe, maybe not, but you knock it away in foul ground before it can even sniff it.
Yeah, just a heads-up smart play. Don't take any chances with a ball rolling down the line.
It's a pebble or a rock, and all of a sudden it hits off the side of that base, and he got a fair ball. Even though it started in foul territory. There's a ball fouled away. If we could get the high home shot of the Mets' defensive alignment, you'll see why the Blue Jays' lefty hitters in particular are trying to bunt. I mean, look at all the space. And you got Lara's essentially playing short. Yeah, if they hit anything fair down there, it's going to be a hit. Breaking ball away. Here's another look at the defense. One-two pitch. He tries to go down there again. Fouls it away.
Well, you could certainly understand why the Mets playing with significant shift or as much one, much of one as they can with the pie slice being in effect. But Wilfredo Lara way over there from third. Looks like he's more than halfway between second and third base. So really giving Salinas the line.
There's no question. He's trying to go down there. Pitches inside. Tougher to go down to the left side when there's a pitch inside like that. But tons of space. Two strikes, really not worried about the bunt. Sure, using all but 1 second on the clock, throws another one in the dirt. And It's a full count. Got a report from Tango Whiskey, who must be in the crowd on the Valley Live crowd zone. He said the mayor, Kenny, did deliver that ball to a kid in the stands in the lower section. I won't say it's false reporting. I will accept that reporting. We have a pitch clock violation on Ventura. That's an automatic ball four. Well, he almost violated it earlier. And that time he took too much time. He, more than any other Mets pitcher, will milk that pitch clock. And that time just too far. So that's too bad. He gives up a walk that way. But I'll accept Tango Whiskey's news report. No reason to believe it's not true, other than the video evidence that showed Kenny threw something over the edge and then didn't have a ball later on that Castillo home run that the mayor of Clover Park, Kenny the security guard, retrieved. And something went over that edge out there beyond the berm. Threw something out. We couldn't really see his hand if the ball was still in there. Apparently, he passed it off to a kid. Kenny has not responded to messages for comment.
So that's great on-site reporting, though, by Tango Whiskey. I wonder if he's looking to join the production team. Maybe we can budget him in.
He might be on the production team. It's an alias. 2-0 pitch is swung on and missed by Toman. The home run swing. Last two batters have been hit and walked. And now Toman had 2-1. And now it's 3-1. And Ventura, who was through two innings at 18 pitches, is now screaming towards the 80-pitch mark. And it's been a test in the third, fourth, and fifth for him. This is basically how it's been for him all season. Might be his last pitch if he doesn't throw it for a strike. Instead, he'll try a pickoff and another balk call, and Ventura wants to know why. I think he's going to ask for more of an explanation this time. Maybe not. I don't know if we get another look at that or not. Last time, the umpires pointed to his leg.
Yeah, this time I saw home plate umpire Alex Laurie gesturing to his thigh. Couple of taps on his thigh, so he may have tapped the thigh with the ball, so maybe a false starting of his pitching motion.
3-1 pitch, a change up for strike two. Ventura's payoff pitch, no good. Well, he's either walked or plunked three in a row. And that might just about do it. I know Luis Montas is now warming up in the Mets bullpen. We'll see if it's going to be a pitching change. The answer is no, just a mound visit. Well, this is the first decision of the night for Mets manager Gilbert Gomez. Trying to nurse Ventura through five innings of solid ball. But he's seen Ventura do this time and time again this season and wiggle himself out of it. So Dan McKinney with the mound visit. Going to spell Ventura. McCarty's going to come up for the third time. He's 0 for 2. He's probably the most dangerous hitter right now on the Dunedin team.
We certainly don't want Ventura to let this situation turn into runs. Both bunters reaching base with two outs. So, going to have to get back in the zone, throw some strikes. Right now he's thrown 77 pitches. He's done well to find the zone through the first four innings.
All of a sudden, the walks piling up. Three walks and hit batter in the last seven batters. First pitch to McCarty, way outside on a slider. Again, under 20 pitches the first two innings, approaching 60 pitches over these next three. That one's out as well, 2-0. The inning started with the ground out, then a hit batter quickly erased on a caught stealing. You're thinking, okay, back in the saddle here, two outs, nobody on. Walk on an automatic ball four for a pitch clock violation. And at this stage of the year, you really can't make an excuse for that. And the walk to Toman. Now he's falling behind McCarty. 3-0. He's not really even close to the strike zone at this point. Ball four. Wow. Three straight walks, plus prior to that, the hit batter. That's going to load the bases in a 2-2 game. And if you're Gilbert Gomez, you can't let this continue. And Gilbert's going to come out and make the pitching change. And that's really a shame for Ventura. And I'm sure he will tell you, John, that after those first two innings, six up, six down, he should have done better than being knocked out at 4 2/3. But this, like we talked about at the outset of the broadcast, the Giordani Ventura experience. A lot of walks, a lot of batters ahead in count, behind in counts, and just not enough strikes. So that's going to bring in a new pitcher and a lot of pressure to throw a strike when we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Elliot Johnstone from Howick, New Zealand, on the mound for the Mets. It's his 11th relief appearance this season, and his first since June 21st, all the way back to last Wednesday, in a doubleheader against Jupiter. Well, he's tasked with throwing a strike. Three consecutive walks with two outs to load the bases, and Jeffrey Whaler's the batter. Johnstone's first pitch is in the dirt. Now, this is not a situation you want to bring in a reliever who hasn't pitched in over a week. Check swing. Mets have to hope that it's appeal for a strike. It is not. Another pitch in the dirt. Mets can't buy a strike.
And this is the right call at the plate. Not a complete offering by Wehler. Didn't really make a legitimate stretch toward that pitch. The bat did not come close to crossing the plate. So John Stone behind 2-0 here.
3-0. That's, I believe, 8 or 9 consecutive balls between John Stone and Ventura. Well, another ball is a run and a lead for the Blue Jays without a hit. Now he laid it in there for strike one. Foul ball. Full count. Johnstone has worked his way back into the count.
Big time recovery pitch there. Now he's just a strike away from getting out of the inning.
Payoff pitch. Runners go. Pitch is swung on and missed. Yes. Villalobos hung on. Foul tip strike three. Some hesitation if Villalobos caught this one. Breaking ball. Yeah, he held on. That is a huge pitch by Johnstone. Bases loaded. 3-0 count. Rallies for the strikeout. It stays 2-2 at the halfway point.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Well, a lot happened for no runs in that top of the fifth. 4 straight batters, hit by pitch, walk, walk, walk. No runs, thanks to a caught stealing and a strikeout. And somehow this game remains tied at 2. Villalobos at the plate, Castillo next, and then Jet Williams. It's 1-1. So Gallagher sat in that dugout for a long time. He's retired all but one batter since that Castillo homer. He's missed on this pitch. It's 2-1. One big swing by Villalobos, trying for that second home run. Full count. Foul ball. Ball four in the dirt. Villalobos takes a walk. First one issued by Gallagher tonight. Leadoff man aboard. Luis Castillo for the first time since his 427-foot bomb to right center. Mets took the lead 1-0 on Williams' home run in the first. RBI ground out tied the game for Dunedin in the third. Castillo put the Mets up 2-1 with the home run in the third. Swings and misses at this pitch. And an RBI single by Wehler in the fourth tied the game at 2, and that's where we are right now. Change up outside. Game 1 was tied 5-5 in the fifth. Game 2 was tied 3-3 in the seventh. This game knotted at 2 in the fifth, so another good game brewing between the Mets and the Blue Jays here at Clover Park. Tonight, can the Mets make the plays in the middle and at the end of the game to snag a win? Pitch inside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Inside and low. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Castillo strikes out. That's the 6th strikeout for Gallagher. And for a guy who tops out at 88-90, he manages a way around the lineup pretty well. 6 strikeouts and 4 1/3. Drafted last year out of UConn in the 11th round. And he battles with Jett Williams for the third time. Jett homered in the first, grounded out in the third. Home run was his 4th of the season. Curveball down and out. High bouncer. Nice stop by Toman. Tries to throw to first. Jett will leg it out. An infield hit for Williams. Bounced away over the head of Wehler at third. Toman, it's a good effort, but realistically against Jett Williams, not going to win that.
No, not with the speed of Williams headed down to first. Now the Mets, you know, we talked about it in the open to this broadcast, Adam, looking for some leadership, looking for someone to take charge. Right now, the Mets find themselves in a spot with a man on first and second and one out in a close ball game. Can Kevin Villavicencio pay them off and break this tie?
A pop-up foul. Arnaiz searching, can't make the play. Couldn't reach far enough. Saw the first baseman yesterday, Santiago, make all sorts of catches. Arnaiz is just out of his reach. Villavicencio, who has a single and a strikeout tonight, gets to stay in the box. This is the third time through the order. You got a heady pitcher like Gallagher. How does he navigate these Mets hitters? Third time through.
He's done such a good job with his finesse pitches this evening with that breaking ball and that really solid changeup with late movement, keeping these hitters off balance.
Ground ball could be 2. Toman shuffles it off to Ramirez. The first double play. Not as routine as they come, 6-4-3. And Gallagher is through 5 innings, giving up a couple of solo home runs, but this game is tied at 2 as we head to the 6th.
Okay. Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
One of our favorite pitchers since the return from the canceled COVID season, Luis Montas, is pitching. Not Elliot Johnstone. Johnstone ends up facing just one batter, gets the strikeout. And now Luis Montas on minor league rehab assignment will get his inning of work. These minor league rehabbers, they like to get them the clean slate, clean inning. So you had Johnstone clean up the mess in the fifth. Now Montas clean slate in the sixth. Montas missed all of last year with injury. This is his first home game for St. Lucie since he's a full-time St. Lucie Met in 2021, where he was outstanding. Ground ball scooped by Castillo. Nice play by Luis Castillo. That gets Masson for the first out. What do we know about Montas? He works fast. He throws strikes. Doesn't get a lot of strikeouts, but a lot of weak contact.
I think a clean slate is the only way to describe his season so far between the FCL and here in St. Lucie. Has yet to surrender a run.
That is familiar. He was so good in 2021 with St. Lucie. And fans will remember that season was really a mess. You had guys who had not pitched and played since August of 2019. They missed 2020 because of the COVID cancellation. They had a late start, didn't start playing until May of 2021. So it was hard for, you know, the young kids with no more short season ball coming over from the complex to throw strikes. It was a walk-a-thon. You had the tight ABS strike zone, which was the exact corners of the plate. Nobody could throw a strike except this guy. So whenever he came into the game, and it was hallelujah for us up here in the press box, we might not go 3.5 hours tonight. We got Montas pitching. He appeared in 19 games, went 5-0, had 7 saves, had a 0.90 ERA. He was good. Injuries shortly thereafter up in Brooklyn and cost him the end of that season and all of 2022. So hopefully not too much longer on this rehab assignment for him, and he can get back to Brooklyn. 1-2 pitch. Called third strike. Ramirez can't believe it. That is what the ABS said it was. Once again, how this is caught does not matter. You would not think that's a strike. The home plate umpire is calling his own balls a strike, so that's absolutely going to be a ball unless they challenge it. Now, 2-up, 2-down. And here's the Shams, who's 0 for 2 with an RBI ground out. And we'll take this one, we think is inside. Fastball in. Strike gets him back in the count. Montas, you know, he's not a highly rated prospect. He really appeared out of nowhere on the scene. Signed as a non-drafted free agent 2019. Wasn't a ton of fanfare. He's quietly put together a very nice minor league career to this point. And look, in relief pitching, I mean, it's a crapshoot. Guys coming and going all the time. We got quick risers, slow risers, failed starters. Montas, as he walks to Shams, no reason to think that he can't eventually make a push all the way to the big Mets. Arnaez will hit now, knowing Luis that walk with two outs not going to make him very happy. Arnaez, a strikeout and a ground out. Adding from the ninth spot. First pitch, ground ball to the hole. Vivasencio will go the short way to second. Good throw, good catch, and the inning is over. Deschamps out at second. Arnaez with the fielder's choice. Montas with a scoreless, hitless relief appearance in the sixth. Go to the home half. It's a 2-2 game.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pat Gallagher out for his sixth inning of work. He's only throwing 65 pitches. Very efficient night, helped out by the double play ball to end the fifth. There's Lara to lead off, and he will ground one out to third. Whaler sets and throws. Whoa! It hits the first baseman who can't see. That's Arnaez. A good throw pegs him. Well, that should be, assume we're going to call that E3. This is routine. And just drilled him somewhere low. Yep, E3. Missed catch. Even though the sun's in his eyes. That is a new one. In the past, we've seen first baseman struggle with pickoff throws this time at night, but I can't recall a first baseman being blinded on a throw from third. It's the angle's different on that throw than a pickoff throw. Lara trying to run. We'll have to go back on this Prozo foul. That's a new one. Keep that in the memory bank next time it's a late June night at around 7:45 and then sunny skies, clear skies.
Honestly, just a perfect storm on a clear day for Arnaez at first. Really, you can see him continuing to shield his eyes right now as he tries to hold Lara on.
And even right now, as this ball is grounded foul past first, even right now, it doesn't look like the first baseman should have any issues with the pickoff throw. I mean, we should be past that time at night. And the shadow is all the way over the field, and you see Arnaez still saying that he can't see.
Yeah, the dirt below him is in shadow, but being 6 feet tall, he has his face right now is still in that, you know, pre-twilight, and a really tough play to try and fight through it and also see balls coming at him, you know, thrown at around 90 miles an hour from the other side of the field.
Yeah, he was squatting right there, so you can see the face now in the light. But you watch him when he squats, he's going to be out of the sun. Struggling, and he squats underneath it. Laura not running. Oh, strike three. ABS fools another hitter. Fans start to boo the umpire, but they don't know that it's the computer calling the strike. Now Perozzo, a strikeout victim. I mean, that, okay. I mean, do we need a recalibration here? I mean, that one looks...
I mean, you can definitely understand the fans' reaction, especially without knowing that ABS is active. I'd actually like to see them do a better job of displaying when we're on an ABS game and when we're not, just so the fans are a bit more informed, that they wouldn't be able to react, you know, so poorly to a situation where they know it's just not the umpire's fault.
Well, the challenge games at the AAA level, they do display those on the video boards. And we're hoping to have that in the Florida State League, if not sometime this year, then maybe next. Now, right now we just have the public address announcers saying, pitch has been challenged by so-and-so. The pitch has been ruled a ball or strike. The count is whatever the count is. But AAA, they've gone fancy and high-tech with the video board. But you're right, John. If they could maybe post every pitch somewhere. Now, look, we don't have a lot of real estate out there on that video board. And this is not the Citi Field, you know, gargantuan video board. But, yeah, something for the fans maybe down the road will come along. Paz will take this pitch for a strike. Fans, we apologize for the technical difficulties on the trivia on the Bally Live app. Trivia has been down all series. I'm not sure when it's going to come back. We do have a bevy of trivia questions ready at the ready as Paz socks one high into center field towards Salinas. He's got it for the second out. Gallagher continues to be very impressive. Should have had his 1-2-3 inning in the books right here, but that missed play at first base, going to have to basically get four outs in the inning and face Tyrone Campos. Again, without throwing a high 90s fastball or even mid-90s, he got three hits and one run in six innings against Clearwater last time out. Campos unloads to left field. Bye-bye baseball. Mets have the lead on the two-run blast by Tyrone Campos.
What a blast. And it couldn't come at a better time for the Mets. They break the tie in the sixth inning to take a 4-2 lead. Another no-doubt shot over the left field wall. That's three home runs this game for St. Lucie.
So Campos and Castillo, who came back to the Mets from the FCL just a couple of days ago, both hit home runs. I see a discussion there between Deschamps and Campos. All right, we'll keep an eye on that one. And
absolutely,
that's going to do it.
Extracurriculars there after the play. Well,
I mean, he definitely admired it. He got into it and watched it fly. And maybe Deschamps didn't like it and said something after he crossed home plate. Campos didn't seem bothered. Tough break for Gallagher. He should have been out of the inning. Instead, it's a two-run homer that knocks him out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Liam Mendez, the new pitcher for the Blue Jays. Two outs, bases empty after the two-run bomb by Campos. Errol Martinez, the batter. Get to the Statcast numbers momentarily on the Campos home run. It was a hanging curveball at 78 miles an hour. Exit velocity 98 off the bat. 30-degree launch angle, went 401 feet. Would have been a home run in every ballpark. 5.1 second hang time. The Mets four runs tonight on three homers from three different players. Broken bat, high fly to shallow right. Masson on the run, still coming. He's going to get there. And the broken bat almost worked in the favor of Martinez. The ball died, but Masson got to it. Inning over. Mets will take a 4-2 lead to the seventh.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Regan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Sal Garcia, the new pitcher for the Mets, and if all goes well, he will be their last pitcher. This is somewhat following the script of last Friday when it was Jordani Ventura the first five innings and Garcia the piggyback pitcher went the final four. The Mets had to squeeze in Elliot Johnstone to clean up the mess in the fifth, and then they had to get Montas his rehab appearance in the sixth. So that's the bridge from Ventura to Garcia. Whoa, he throws behind. Did he hit him? Yeah, he did. Oh, it scrapes the leadoff man, Salinas, or Del Rosario, rather. And that brings up Salinas. It's hard to tell. The umpire called it right away, and no argument. So leadoff man aboard, tying run at the plate. Salinas 0 for 2 with the walk. A bunt shown. retracted for ball one. Well, let's get to some pitching lines, shall we? Ventura, 4 2/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, 4 walks, and 3 strikeouts. He threw 82 pitches, 46 strikes. No decision for him. Runner goes, pitches to the backstop. Seen a lot of this tonight. So hit by pitch and a wild pitch. And right away, Del Rosario's at second. Johnstone, one batter, one out, a strikeout. Montas, one inning, no hits, no runs, a walk, and a strikeout. And now Garcia, who quickly needs to start hitting the catcher's mitt. Del Rosario trying to steal third. Throw to get him is pretty good. Save! Close. Stolen base. That's a risky run there by Del Rosario. Almost making the first out of the inning at third.
Yeah, really aggressive, but Garcia didn't look him back to second base. He didn't even glance once. And as soon as he saw that, Del Rosario just decided, hey, I'm taking off. And rewarded for his aggression. Nobody out still in this inning. The man on third.
Line drive into center field. Base hit. Del Rosario is going to come on in. Here's the throw from Jett. It's way off line. Del Rosario didn't run on contact. Had to wait till it landed. It's a risky throw by Williams. The tying run is on first base. And the Mets are lucky, really, that Salinas is not on second. This is a disaster start for Saul Gonzalez, but hit a batter, a wild pitch, and a blind stolen base, and a single. And the lead, just like that, is at one. And basically, he's right now has to restart the inning with a sense of urgency. He throws a strike to Toman.
Yeah, this is a crucial spot in the game. Don't want to let this snowball and become something that you can't recover from.
We saw on Wednesday the Mets had a 5-2 lead entering the seventh inning, and that disappeared.
With the way this has gone so far for Garcia, this is starting to have shades of that game on Wednesday. You have to think that if Garcia is going to stay in this game, going to have to get some outs quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Well, as we've found out, with all the Mets pitching being backed up, he's going to stay in the game. No matter if he can keep the Mets in the lead. There's a swing and a miss. He strikes out Toman. That's a good bounce back for the first out of the inning.
Nice looking pitch there. Fastball on the outside corner at 94. Hardest ball he's thrown this game.
He was
went upstairs for it as well, just well out of the reach of Toman.
He was at 96 consistently in the first couple of innings of his relief outing last week. So he's starting to let it fly, this one at 94.
He knows the spots he's in. He needs some swings and misses, so increasing his velocity will definitely get you there. 94 at this level. It's a good pitch.
There it is again at 94. We haven't really seen that devastating slider he likes to throw in there with the great horizontal break.
I think here with a couple of pitches to waste, you might see that wipeout slider here.
0-2. Well, he goes fastball and just missed. One, two, fastball. That is strike three. Moved it back over a tad enough. So this is Garcia that we saw last week, shaking off that hit batter. Just fires that in there for his second strikeout in a row. And Wheeler will hit one for three. That Fastball goes right back to the same spot, 92.
Just a steady diet of the old number one right now.
If he's going to be in the game for the final three innings, get the fastball going and then hit him with that breaking ball in the eighth and ninth. Well, there's that breaking ball right there. And just backs in, comes out of the same arm slot, and it's nothing and two. And yeah, strikes are starting to come now.
He completely froze Whaler with that last pitch after throwing so many fastballs in a row. It's a good mix looking right now.
Fastball just outside. It's not a bad pitch, 0-2. Been teasing with that fastball right on the brink. See if he can get a swing.
Well, too many times we've seen pitchers get ahead of themselves and try and make yet another good pitch on an 0-2 count, but you have some pitches to work with.
Runner goes, pitch is fouled back. I'm going to say Salinas had been quiet at first base. Garcia hadn't paid much attention to him. He got a good break, but the two-strike count, Whaler must protect. Fastball touch 95. One-two pitch, runner doesn't go. A slider is popped foul. Mets hoping that'll stay in play. It's going to be close, and it's caught by Martinez right in front of the Jays' dugout. And that'll do it for Dunedin in the top of the seventh. Another look. That ball close to getting out of play. Stays right on the edge for Yarrell. One run on one hit, no errors, one man stranded. It's stretch time at Clover Park. Mets lead 4-3.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Fans enjoying the seventh inning
stretch.
Those
of you on front line.
Lazy Mary song playing in the background. Getting late on a Friday night in this game. Just past 8 o'clock on the East Coast. Thanks for hanging out on a Friday night. Good ball game again. Mets right in it like they were yesterday and Wednesday. Blue Jays probably feel like they're in a comfortable spot. They've won the two games in the series. They do have a new pitcher on the mound. That is Lazaro Estrada. So Liam Mendez gets one out to clean up the sixth. Only required three pitches to get Martinez on a flyout. He's gone. And now Villalobos, Castillo, and Williams are the scheduled hitters against the right-hander Estrada. The fastball is outside for ball one.
I think it's important to note for the Mets that, you know, as we get into the late innings now in this ball game, they got through their toughest innings this season, being the middle innings, 5 and 6. That's where they've surrendered the most runs, but this game put two zeros up on the board. So good job by Mets pitching to get through some trouble spots that they've had some issues with this season.
1-1 pitch is a ball. Well, the Mets had some seventh inning trouble on Wednesday with two runs allowed, yesterday with three runs allowed to break a 3-3 tie, and surrendered one tonight. eighth and ninth innings are going to be huge. Villalobos swings and misses. We talked about it in the pregame show, John, that the Mets, in the first two games of the series, at times have pitched it well, at times have hit it well, but they haven't done enough of both innings 1 through 9 to get a win. Today, they try to put it all together for a complete 9. And this is a team right now with some injuries, some promotions, that is unlikely to just blow teams out of the water on a night-to-night basis. As Villalobos strikes out swinging. So you know, they're going to have to do a lot of the little things right, innings 1 through 9, to be able to win. So far tonight, they've done some things well. They've hit some home runs. Sal Garcia got off to a bad start in the seventh, but he didn't let it spiral. Mets had a bad top of the fifth inning on the mound, didn't let it spiral. Still two innings to go. Foul ball by Castillo. Long home run in the third. He's only up for this third time. Struck out in the fifth. Foul strike two as Estrada hits 96 on the stadium radar gun. Be careful that ball doesn't come back and hit you on the back of the head. That lady knows the deal. 0-2 pitch. A pop-up on the infield. Toman in the grass makes the play. Two up, two down as Castillo is retired. Estrada, 5'10", 180 pounds. 24 years old from Cuba. His 18th relief appearance. Does have four saves. 51 strikeouts in 35 innings. So that's not surprising, seeing that he throws 96 miles an hour. Jet Williams having a good night. 2 for 3. His fourth home run of the year. So an infield hit. Looks at strike one. Swing and a miss on a fastball. It's nothing and two. Big swing by Williams. Go two. Missed. You see Estrada walking out of the frame. He thought he might have been walking to the dugout.
It's just great eye by Jet Williams on an 0-2 count.
At this stage, you don't know the way the computerized strike zone's working tonight. 1-2, Williams stays alive with the foul.
Jet will take his time. Just another solid night at the plate. 2 for 3 so far with that leadoff home run and a single back in the sixth.
One-two pitch, high, 95. Now, Jet Williams, he does not get baited into that high strike, does he? Which for just 19 years old and his first full season as a pro, he doesn't fall for that. Got a great eye already in his young career. Flies this one into left center. Del Rosario, a near collision, but has the ball. Poor communication out there in left center as Del Rosario and Salinas get together.
I think there was a collision here. Rosario loses his hat and his sunglasses, but able to make the squeeze.
A glancing blow. Well, Del Rosario had that all the way, but I don't think Roque Salinas got the message. Here we go to the eighth inning now. Mets lead by one. Look at what I have here. Ooh, fancy. This is the Stars and Stripes hat this year, which is available now on the fan shop if you are in the house. Like that St. Lucie USA, gold on the back. Front Mets wore this yesterday. They'll wear it again tomorrow, and I'm not sure about a Monday yet, but we have a very limited quantity of these. Only 144 were ordered. Over 60 went to the players and the staff. The rest are up for grabs here at the stadium, and also Chris, who runs the fan shop, told me they are online. So if you're watching out there across the country on Bally Live, you can buy this online on the St. Lucie Mets team shop. Go to stlucimets.com, hit the shop link, and you can get this. It's an extremely limited amount. So I'd suggest if you want these to get them ASAP. Our cameraman, Josh, he's got one. Let's see it, Josh up there. Look at him. Cameraman Josh, he saw me showing this off today, and he said that he was going to get it, and he got it before it could be sold out. So we'll continue to have items from the fan shop on display throughout the rest of the season. You can buy those on stlucimets.com or show up in the fan shop and buy them. But pretty sweet. That's a size 8, by the way, which I am not.
Yeah, the terrific-looking hat, though. Probably the best one release this season. Yeah. And like you said, in very limited quantities, so get yours now if you want it because they will be gone very soon.
All right, we go back to the fields for the top of the eighth inning. It's Saul Garcia out for his second inning of work, facing 6-7-8 in the lineup, clinging to a one-run lead on the Dairon Campos two-run homer. There is Massone. He takes a first-pitch ball.
You know, in fact, Adam, between innings, I was texting one of my good friends who has very impressive hat collection about this newest release, and he's interested. I think he'll be placing an order here shortly. And I made sure to tell him, hey, if you want it, get it in tonight because it might not be here tomorrow.
You know, Joe Barger, who does the game day, if you follow along and see the pitch-by-pitch on the app, the game day app. He's been around since 2016. He bought a Stars and Stripes cap from, I believe, that season. He still wears it. So these are some of the best ones that the Mets and MLB and minor league put out. Very popular. 1-2 pitch to Massone. He will take it outside. I think I got one from a couple years ago. Somewhere buried in the closet. But every year there's a different take, sometimes subtle. Pitch is inside at 95, and it's a full count. And needless to say, this is a very important pitch. One-run game, eighth inning. Do not want to walk that leadoff man. And Massone will use his timeout. It's brief. Ball four. That is not good if you're the Mets.
Number 9, second baseman, Abizel Ramirez.
So tying run aboard, a freebie, and Abizel Ramirez is up. Tripled in the third, and he had struck out looking the previous two times. This pitch is a ball, and now if you're a Garcia, you got to make sure not just to throw a strike, but you're going to throw a ball. You cannot throw it away. Want to be giving a free second base. And they hit the leadoff man last inning. And that came around to score. So ball is slashed foul.
And we've seen these Blue Jays batters so many times tonight as benefactors of mistakes by St. Lucie pitching. We've already seen a couple of balks, you know, hit by pitches, wild pitches. So you really have to help your own cause out there on the mound. Besides just making the pitch, making sure you keep it in the zone, allow Fiolobos to block it.
This pitch misses outside at 94. Mets in seven innings have given up three runs. That's not bad at all. I mean, one was a leadoff triple and a ground out. I mean, that happens. Next one, there were a couple of hits in the inning. A balk helped out, but it could have been worse in the fourth. Swing and a miss for strike two. You had the near disaster in the fifth with a hit by pitch and three consecutive walks and no runs scored thanks to a caught stealing. So this could be well more than three runs right now for the Blue Jays. 2-2 pitches outside and another full count. Garcia living dangerously here. Well, if he didn't throw a strike on a 3-2 pitch to the prior batter, Masone certainly has to here to Ramirez. He does, but it's fouled away. Sal Garcia, he's been really good lately. His last two games, 8 innings, only 5 hits, only 1 run, and 15 strikeouts. That is excellent. Now, he has walked 6 in 8 innings. That is a tad high. 3-2, runner goes. Pitch is swung on a miss. Throw to second base. The tag. Villavicencio got him. That is a huge turn in the game. A strike him out, throw him out. 2 gone in the 8th. What a sequence. Perfect fastball. Masone on the run. Not even close. What a flip of the script. Deschamps is up, and he will take the first pitch for a ball high. And look, that pitch is not a strike, and it's first and second. No outs. Not only are you worried about the lead, but maybe the tie with the go-ahead run on first, but the strike him out, throw him out. A rarity for the Mets this season. Huge pitch in the game. And what a great throw again by Villalobos. Look at Villalobos, the 2 stolen base attempts against him where he's had a chance. He's been perfect. Now, some of those stolen bases, pitches in the dirt, skipped in, wide. Nothing he can do, but you give him a shot like that, and he can show you what he can do with that arm. 2-1 on Deschamps. 0-2 with the RBI and a walk. 3-1.
Yeah, Villalobos, for all the trouble he's had batting this season, behind the plate, he really has been fantastic as a defensive catcher. He's worked on his throwing, but his pop time is excellent, and you saw it right there. That fastball almost functioned as a pitch out, and that throw, just a laser to second base.
3-1 pitch, a home run cut by Deschamps. He whiffs, and it's a full count. So 3 consecutive full counts here. First one walk, second one strikeout. What will the third be? Garcia trying to get the game to the bottom of the 8th with the lead. Almost! Rattles in and out of the glove of Villalobos, and you thought for a moment he might catch it on the ricochet.
Yeah, it would have been an unbelievable circus catch. He had 2, almost 3 shots at it. Give him credit for trying to stay with it, but couldn't make the squeeze.
Did that tip off the glove then hit his mask? I'm not sure. It's ball 4. So Deschamps takes the walk, and he is the tying run first in this inning, not over with yet, as Arnaez comes to the plate.
Mets pitchers just facing so many pressure situations so far today. They've come out on the better side of it majority of the time, but if you keep allowing this to happen, eventually one of these hitters is going to reach up and bite you.
That pitch misses. Well, the Mets have now walked 7 batters tonight. They've hit 2 batters on numerous wild pitches, 2 balks. I mean, they are really flirting with danger zone. There's a fastball that gets over. Fly into center field. Jett comes screaming in. He'll stop and make the catch. Arnaez is out, and the inning is over. It featured a strike him out, throw him out. The sequence of the night for the Mets. They will look for insurance. They are up 4-3. Going to bat in the bottom of the 8th on the other side of the break.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Mets looking for another run or two, maybe more. Why not? In the bottom of the eighth inning. At least going to have a lead to the ninth, so another tight ball game here between the Mets and the Jays. Vivasencio, Lara, and Perozzo, the scheduled hitters against Estrada, had a 1-2-3 seventh inning. First pitch, heads up, John. That's over the booth next door. That's where Chris Valentine, the fine broadcaster for Dunedin, sets up shop over his head. Somebody let out a yelp. Was that him? Ball fouled back. Knock on wood, we have not had a ball in this booth yet this year. It's remarkable. We had one in the first game last year. Oh, boy. I fear to think about it.
Had a couple of close calls. We had one come in just a bit low, hit about 6 inches low on the wall right in front of us back in April, but really haven't been bothered since.
Stinger into center, caught by Salinas. And that retires Vivasencio for the first out of the eighth.
You're right, Adam. I think it'd be too much to ask if we'd go an entire season without a ball in this booth, so I think it's only a matter of time now.
We're over halfway through the home schedule, so there's plenty of time left. Oh, the chat is popping off on the Bally Live crowd zone. Some folks having some issue with some... What are you doing there, Phil? Oh, that was Philip that almost got the ball. Well, Philip, why are you in that room? You should be in this room. No, he was walking. Well, that serves you right.
We run on this field, Phil.
Yeah. All right, so some folks in the Bally Live chat, I understand we're having some issues with the Bally Bucks not working. We apologize for that. We're in communication with Bally. Hopefully get that working in the next couple of days. Also, we'd like to get the trivia back. So, sorry to Big McLarge Huge. What a name you've made for yourself. Lara strikes out swinging on three pitches. Banana Phone Bill says, any not top three Sports Center plays yet? That's not nice. We have not had any not top 10 plays. We had a top 10 play candidate yesterday when Bailey Reed fielded that ground ball between his legs backwards. I appreciate the Banana Phone Bill with a kind note about my broadcasting acumen. Feel free to send that comment up to the major league teams.
I'm going to screenshot that one for posterity.
Yeah. Denny's CEO wants to know where's his commercials and propaganda. Well, if you're Denny's and you'd like to advertise, we'll surely take you on. Not exclusive with any other American diners. So, we'll work that out. Probably an off-season project. Perozzo strikes out on three pitches as well. And that was just a dominant inning turned in by Estrada. Yeah, he's good. Two perfect innings for him with three strikeouts. So one run will have to do it if the Mets want to win in nine innings. Salo Garcia coming back out to try to finish the deal.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. with 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
It's your out-of-town score update. As you see, Daytona 1-0, or up 1-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Trying to go 6-0 in the second half. Daytona, you know, four games into the second half, already a 3.5 game lead over the Mets. So, Mets, pretty important that they win this one tonight. Look, any time you lead into the ninth inning at home, you got to make that a win if you want to be taken seriously when it comes to contending. Beautiful thing about the minor league season, you had a bad first half like the Mets did with the record, you can wipe it clean, start over in the second half. They need to pull out a win tonight. And Sal Garcia throws a strike. So Garcia has already faced everybody in the lineup in two innings, giving up one run. It's been an uneven appearance so far. A lot of balls, about 50-50 ball-to-strike ratio. And he looks sharp with the fastball and the slider here to Del Rosario. He plunked in the seventh. Del Rosario went on to score. This is a save opportunity for Garcia. This is flown out of play. Montas, the pitcher of record. Here, Garcia. This is a familiar spot, you know, pitching as the long man at the end of the game. 0-2 pitch. He tied him up. Yes, a swinging strike on appeal. Del Rosario goes down. Almost got hit by the pitch. Instead, he strikes out swinging. A second look.
So oftentimes you want to give credit to the strikeout to the pitcher, but this time, man, that's just a poor swing. Del Rosario, that pitch was nearly at his eyeballs, but he went completely around. And you can tell how over-anxious he was at the plate.
First time in three innings that Garcia's retired the leadoff man. Very helpful. And he throws a ball to Salinas, who has made it on base the last two times on a walk and a single. Overall, he's 1-for-3. Foul ball for strike one. Garcia has finished five games for the Mets this year, including that last outing a week ago in Jupiter. That was a 7-2 game he finished off. This has a different feel to it. 1-1 pitch is fouled back, and now he's ahead 1-2. On a fastball at 93. Salinas stays alive. Pitch is hit into right field. Paz going back, has room, makes the catch. Two down in the top of the ninth. Garcia and out away. Jam shot. Salinas, of course, had that swing, a very similar-looking swing on September 20th as the tying run at the plate in the seventh inning. Game two of the championship series, and fly out to the track. Gave the Mets a scare on their way to their championship. Here is Tucker Thoman, the last hope for the Blue Jays, and he takes a breaking ball, strike one. Garcia and the Mets trying to finish this game in the twilight. A 1 pitch, strike two.
And Garcia dialed it up to 93 on that one.
He has much better command this inning. Ahead of every batter, a lot of strikes being thrown. Needs one more. The 0-2 to Thoman. Outside, a waste pitch. Ball one. Thoman tonight, 1-for-3, a single and a walk in the middle innings. Top prospect on the Blue Jays team. Awaits the 1-2. He strikes out swinging. Saul Garcia fired up as he closes out the Mets' first win of this series, 4-3 over the Dunedin Blue Jays. So long, three-game losing streak for the St. Lucie Mets as Garcia overpowers the Blue Jays in the ninth inning. Three good games in the series. The Mets notched their first win of the series. They improved to 2-3 in the second half and 26-44 overall. Dunedin sees the end of its three-game winning streak. Blue Jays 3-3 in the second half. Missed out on a chance to get back to 500. They're at 35-37 this season. Mets forming the happy high five line at Clover Park, what they hope will be the first of many more times in this series. They were powered by the long ball. Jet Williams, a home run to start the Mets offense as their first batter. Luis Castillo homered, and then Dairon Campos. Two-run homer to break the tie in the sixth inning. And the trio, the for some of the Mets pitching staff, Ventura, Johnstone, Montas, and Garcia, wasn't always pretty, but they made the pitches when it mattered. Good win tonight. Good ball game for the Mets. We'll take a break, come back with the postgame show, wrap up a 4-3 win over the Blue Jays.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
Mets postgame live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam MacDonald, John T. Stefano with you from high atop the action, fourth floor broadcasting booth. The kids are lining up, ready to run the bases. As soon as the field clears of the Dunedin players walking across from the bullpen. Good win for the Mets tonight. You feel like they really needed this one after winning the first game of the half last Friday, losing their second game 1-0 and a doubleheader on Sunday, losing the first two games of this series despite having a chance to win both. Didn't want to fall too far behind the all-of-a-sudden red-hot Daytona Tortugas. So, not a must-win situation. It's never a must-win until you're eliminated, but Certainly a win the Mets, as this game went on after the two-run homer by Campos, felt like they needed to finish off, and they did. And with that, we'll roll through the highlight package. Started with Jet Williams, bang, first batter the Mets had at the plate tonight. Jet Williams, a home run, 1-0 that off Pat Gallagher, who actually pitched pretty well. Meanwhile, Jordani Ventura, he had a nice couple of innings to start, made that great athletic play there on the bunt attempt. He only threw 18 pitches through two perfect innings. Here's a pop-up by Campos. Yeah, Campos, he needs to be swinging the bat. Don't worry, he will later. There's a triple from the first batter of the third inning, Abizel Ramirez. Oh, and he gets to third base. He had some hesitation running around second, but winds up beating the throw by Castillo. He would come in to score on this Deschamps ground out. That tied the game at one in the top of the third inning. Luis Castillo, freshly back from the FCL Mets, launches this, golfs it 427 feet deep into the berm in right center field. That gave the Mets a 2-1 lead. This base hit up the middle against the drawn-in defense would bring home the tying run for the Blue Jays in the bottom of the fourth. Jeffrey Wehler with that play made it 2-2. There's a called third strike, as you see the way Villalobos caught it. Didn't look like a strike, but that was one of three punch-outs for Ventura. Here's Elliot Johnstone. Bases loaded, two outs. He fell behind 3-0, comes back, gets the strikeout, keeps the game tied at two. Villavicencio hitting into a double play. This would end the fifth inning. Gallagher at this point was cruising, only 65 pitches through five. There was an error that started off the sixth inning, and that came back to burn the Blue Jays as Campos unloads on the home run. Two-run blast with two outs in the sixth inning puts the Mets up 4-2. There's a strike him out, throw him out with the Mets up by one in the eighth inning. There was out one and out two. That was really the key sequence for the Mets late in this game, and then Garcia was filthy in the ninth. He blows away Toman. You can see how fired up Garcia was to get that strikeout. Really good appearance by Saul as he gives up just one hit and one run in three innings. Came in late of that in that tight ball game and finished off the deal. So, John, the bounce back the Mets needed tonight after a rough start to this series.
Yeah, huge bounce back. And, you know, I know it wasn't an elimination game, but I came into this game thinking that this was a must win for the Mets. You know, they don't want to start this series off in an 0-3 hole. They still have a chance to take control and even win the series right now. And if they would have lost tonight, it really would have put them in a deep hole to start the second half. And we saw what can happen to you back in the first half when they started out 8-29 and played themselves out of the playoffs very early. We asked in the pregame show about leadership, about players taking control and seizing the moment. And we saw three guys do that tonight in Jet Williams, Luis Castillo, and Dairon Campos, all homering. And that was all the offense tonight for the Mets.
Very encouraging that those two players, Dairon Campos, Luis Castillo, who were starting the season with the Mets, were then demoted back down to the Complex League. The last 2 days, they each have an RBI hit. They had an RBI hit yesterday. They both had home runs tonight. So what great contributions. You lose a guy like Tillian. Reimer goes on the IL. You worry about how the replacements are going to do. So far, Campos, Luis Castillo, two thumbs up from this broadcast with at least. All right, well, that's basically going to wrap it up for this game. It was a quick one, 2 hours and 18 minutes. We thank the 834 baseball-loving souls who attended in person, many of those still in attendance, including the kiddies running around the bases. It's a 2-1 series lead for the Blue Jays. The Mets will try to even the series tomorrow. Again, they have not lost a series since they lost four out of six to Palm Beach, and that was in the middle of May. So the Mets still got a chance not just to win the series, have to win all the rest of the games, but at least keep their streak of splitting series alive. And they got a chance to do that now if they can take two of the next three. We will be back on the air tomorrow night for game four of this series. It's another 6:10 first pitch on a Saturday night. Airtime on Bally Live will be at 6 p.m. sharp. Well, folks, that does it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover Park, Mets 4, Blue Jays 3. For John DeStefano, I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Friday night. We hope all of you out there watching have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.